then that makes sense. But still, 50 is a nice round number. 51 is kind of awkward. I agree, but that's a pretty arbitrary reason not to grant the district statehood. After all, about 700,000 American citizens live there. That's greater than the population of at least two actual states. George says, and that makes sense, he thinks it's understandable that D.C. would become a state and that the government would take steps to make that so. But he says 50 is a nice round number. And a round number is a number that ends with one or more zeros. So, for example, 600 is a round number instead of 597. So, George thinks that 50 is a good, nice number, it's a round number, it's easy to remember, but 51 is kind of awkward, so it doesn't have that nice wholeness that 50 does. And Martha says that she agrees, but that's a pretty arbitrary reason not to grant the district statehood. And arbitrary means based on a desire, an idea, or chance, rather than a reason, or a real logical reason. And grant means to give or allow somebody to do something, and usually it's in an official way. So even though Martha agrees with George that 51 is kind of a strange number, she thinks it's kind of silly and not a real reason to not allow it to become a state. And she says, after all, about 700,000 American citizens live there. So she believes that it should probably become a state because a lot of Americans already live there. And she says that's greater than the population of at least two actual states. So even though more Americans live in Washington, D.C. than the two states are Wyoming and Vermont, even though more Americans live in Washington, D.C., they still don't have the same representation that smaller populated states have.
George 呢，他就回答说 ，Then that makes sense， 就是这样就有道理了，可以理解了。But still, 50 is a nice round number， 就是说，但是呢，其实50也是一个不错的整数。那 round number 就是一个整数的意思。那像是600就是一个整数，那598或597它就不是一个整数。51 is kind of awkward， 就是说51似乎就是有一点点小尴尬的数字。那 Martha 他就是同意 George 的说法，说 I agree， but that's pretty arbitrary reason not to grant the district statehood。就是呢，他说他同意，他就是觉得51是一个蛮尴尬的数字，但是呢，他还是觉得如果不把就是华盛顿特区、立城州以这样的理由来说，是非常的牵强，非常的随心所欲。那 arbitrary 在这边是一个形容词的意思，就是有基于一个人的就是欲望，那就是有一点随心所欲的感觉。After all, about 700,000 American citizens live there. 毕竟呢，就是大概有70万的美国公民是住在这个特区里面的。That's greater than the population of at least two actual states. 就是呢，就是华盛顿特区的人口数其实是至少比两个独立州的人口总数还要多的。所以他就会觉得就是这样子的理由非常的有一点小愚蠢。
What would happen to the country's flag, though? If I'm correct, its number of stars is always equal to the number of states. So George wants to know what would happen to the flag, and this is because the number of stars on the flag is equivalent to the number of states, so this would mean he doesn't know what would happen to all the flags that already exist, because it would have to change to make room for Washington, D.C.
George 呢，他就想要知道说 ，What would happen to the country's flag, though? 就是呢，这个国家的国旗会变得怎么样呢 ？If I'm correct, the number of the stars is always equal to the number of states. 就是说，如果他是对的话呢，他记得就是美国的国旗的星星数其实是等同于就是他的州的数量的。